It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast.
Hey, everybody, it's Mark Yeagy. Welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. Glad you're here. Today, we have the founder and CEO of Ticker, a platform empowering over 12,000 customers across 50 countries to confidently navigate the stock market. His journey reflects a deep understanding of both business and investment, honed over 20 plus years in the corporate world and 15 plus years dedicated to building wealth. He built and successfully merged a thriving agency in the 2000s, followed by a decade or so, 2011 to 2023, as a highly sought after project management guy for companies like GE, Kohler, Kohl's, and Direct Supply. This diverse experience laid the groundwork for Ticker, initially conceived as an Excel-based investment tool in 2016. Generating over 15% returns for himself between 2016 and 2019, he recognized the potential to democratize investing and transformed his personal tool into the sophisticated software platform that it is today. Launched in 2020, Ticker embodies Sean's belief that financial literacy and wealth building should be accessible to all, offering a user-friendly approach to investing that empowers individuals to make their money work for them, ultimately achieving greater financial freedom and a more fulfilling life. Please, let's welcome Sean Tepper to the show. Hi, Sean. Welcome.
Mark, good to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Good to have you. So I love the background of how this kind of evolved from a spreadsheet, because I don't have a dissimilar background from about 20 years earlier, where things started small and you recognized the potential and you went for it. So let's talk a little bit about that kind of that journey, that trip that got you to where you are today.
Sure. Yeah. So I started investing in the market around 2010 or 11. And like most retail investors today, you don't really know where to start. You know, you join a broker. I think I joined E-Trade at the time. But then after you join a broker, it's like, what do you do next? How do you invest your first, you know, $100 or $1,000 or whatever? You know, when do you buy? When do you sell? And nobody answers that question. It's just, and even today, that is still the case. And I started getting into the market, following the news a little bit, following some people on social media, which is always stupid if that's all you take your advice from. And I made some money and lost some money over like 4 or 5 years. And I paused in 2015 and I'm like, this is not sustainable. I could do something really stupid here to lose a lot of money. So at the same time, and you probably agree with this, you know, Warren Buffett and the late Charlie Munger were able to consistently beat the market. And you and I both know they're not using feelings or emotions to pick stocks, which means they're starting with logic, which means they're starting with math. My question was at that point, okay, what math are they starting with? So I went down the YouTube rabbit hole, read as many books as I could as well to figure out what are they doing. And there's a lot of noise out there, but I found a guy by the name of Phil Town, and he wrote a few good books. One is called Rule One. Rule One. You've read it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Payback Time. He's got another book. He's got a third book. I think it's titled Invested. He wrote with his daughter, Danielle. I did not read that one. I'm sure it's great. But he provided some of the calculus in Rule One. And I then put that into Excel. And this is where things get a little interesting with my approach is in the world of manufacturing, where my background is primarily from, is you have to use process engineering to make decisions. And what in the world does that mean? Well, if I were to go to a customer with like 100 data points or go to an executive, there would be nothing accomplished. And the rule is you have to roll decisions up, or let's say all the data points up to a binary decision, like a yes or no, or traffic light. And I'm like, why is nobody creating a traffic light rating system in the world of finance? This really bothered me. And I decided, you know what, let's take the lens of manufacturing, of process engineering, and layer it over investing. So in this Excel sheet, it looks at, get this, about somewhere between 50 and 75 data points per stock. And that can be a bit messy if you were to break that down. But I engineered it so it rolls up the decision-making criteria to really three things. Is the stock either on sale, watch, or overpriced? Green, gray, or red? And then I use that, the next 4 or 5 years making returns between 15 and 50%. I still maintain those returns today. And our customers are, I think they're averaging around 16 or 17% over the last 5 years. This is per year. So yeah, that's really the backstory is layering process engineering, that manufacturing world over finance. Because again, nobody seems to be doing that. And that was my main frustration that led to creating Ticker.
Yeah, nice. It's funny, I have a similar system, red, green, and yellow for the market, and then people, you know, use that same system for stocks. And it helps you make decisions because in the market, being able to have some certainty around your decisions takes away the emotion because, you know, when you've got a lot of emotion, you're making stupid decisions most of the time, and you're making them on feeling. But I got a little bit lost on how you went from, well, I've got an E-Trade account, what do I do now, to this great rating system that gives you kind of a binary or a trinary, you know, rating on whether you should invest in something or not. So what was the gap that you filled there and how did you evolve from there?
Yeah, so it was those first 4 or 5 years of using E-Trade and kind of guessing, you know, again, taking stock pick advice from influencers and different platforms out there. And that's another thing that bothered me too, is you go to some of our competitive platforms, they'll have like an analyst on one stock that'll say, hey, this is a strong buy. And then right below it, an analyst that'll say exactly the opposite. It's like
both smart people, right?
Thank you. Right. Exactly. You know, so I'm like, what do I do here? And that, so that led to the Excel sheet. And that was a pause moment in 2015 to take a step back and really, you know, let's research, let's get educated, let's get into books, let's deep dive YouTube. And again, it was Phil Town that was kind of the inflection point to creating the Excel sheet. And then the Excel sheet just, we won't go into too much detail unless you want to, but what Phil really teaches is you want to be looking at the growth rate quarter over quarter over like 4 or 5 years of revenue, net income, EPS, free cash, equity, assets. You want to also look at liabilities and debts, and you want to see those two items decreasing. So our system is gamified with a point system where you're getting a point every time a quarter increases on those key lines I mentioned. Well, if you're not increasing, well, guess what? You're not going to get 100 out of 100, which, long story short, that scoring system rolls up to the traffic light. So it kind of leads to points, and then it leads to the traffic light. And there's a lot of process engineering behind the scenes, but I tell you what, it just makes my life a lot easier and our customers' lives, right, to make decisions.
And it does it do it automatically?
Yeah.
Like it just is fed into your software now and you have a live data feed. So those things can change day by day or I guess quarter by quarter when they report.
So get this, the Excel sheet, long story short, yes, everything. We have like close to 60,000 stocks that it's all automated every day. We've got like 3,000 ETFs. We also plan on adding more stocks, ETFs, and even the addition of mutual funds here soon. But anyway, the Excel sheet, get this, that Excel sheet would take me 10 minutes to analyze one stock. I had two monitors and I have to copy from Yahoo Finance or MarketWatch, the income statement, cash flow statement, and balance sheet, copy and paste, monitor left to monitor right, monitor left to monitor. And so I would take a half hour before work and I could analyze three whole stocks. It was, and in the many case, right? Many cases I'd get done with all three and be like, these are all duds. Okay. Well, tomorrow I'll revisit the Excel sheet. We'll start over with another three. So.
Wow. And so now you're, is this a software like an app or is it available on the internet? Is it standalone desktop?
It's a web app and a mobile app. With mobile, we have both iOS and Android, and the experience is very similar, like all the same data, most of the same features. The one thing that's different on the mobile app is we do have a Duolingo inspired learning modules. Our team, we love Duolingo because what do they have? Over 600 million users learning languages in like no time. I'm like, we need to do that, but with finance. We have these micro learning modules that help people quickly go from, it's not our promise or guarantee, but we do set expectations with people that we try to help everybody go from beginner to confident investor in 14 days or less. And the education is a key component to that.
So you'll teach them about EPS growth and sales growth and quarter over quarter stuff and PEs and all that with these little micro learning modules?
They actually don't really need to know a lot of that because the ticker rating system does all that hard work. But We do talk about things like what's the difference between investing and trading, or when do you buy? Like the three most common questions
Sure.
we get is where do I start? When do I buy? When do I sell?
Yeah.
We also talk about stockpiling, which is you want the market to go down because if your on sale stocks remain on sale when the whole market is going down, that's the best time to buy. Stock, again, Phil Town philosophy.
Right.
We talk about crypto, IPO stocks, penny stocks, a lot of things to be very careful of. There's a lot of like risk mitigation in there because people want to reduce the risk of losing money. So we touch on a lot of that. So those are the types of things we teach.
So you'll teach that, but does the ticker actually do that? So
It does.
let's say you come up with your top three stocks, you put them on your watch list. They're all green. First of all, how do you decide which one to buy? And then second of all, how do you decide how much to put in, what kind of risk to take, where your exits are, what strategies you wrap around it, things like that. What happens after? In other words, what happens after ticker does this screening?
Yeah, so ticker helps you with the buy and the sell side. So on the buy side, we teach our people you want to look for two things. One is on sale stock, and we have another. What we do is just to take a step back here, and this is kind of what you're alluding to, is we have layers of confidence in the tool. There's a phrase I learned from the S&P Global team. They help assemble the S&P 500. That's for your audience. You probably know that already. But
Sure.
what they do is they use a phrase called once, twice, thrice, which means most people are looking at three, usually two or three different criteria before making a buy and sell decision. So we also have a tool in Ticker. Aside from the traffic light, we have what's called a 4M confidence booster.
Okay.
And it's on a scoring system between 0 and 100, and it uses AI to analyze the 4Ms of investing. I'll keep this real quick, but and this relates to the buy side and the sell side. So here we go. You have the first M, which is the math. The second M is the meaning of the business. How does the business make money? How many revenue streams does a business have, and how scalable are those revenue streams? Then you have the moat. How does that business compare to the competition? And then the last M is the management. That's the track record of the CEO. Well, doing homework on that meaning, moat, and management could take you hours, if not days of research. We use OpenAI to reduce it to seconds.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So the buy side is when your stock is on sale and it has a 4M score of 80. You flip that equation on the sell side, and this is where ticker really helps, is when that stock flips from on sale to watch or overpriced. That's criteria one, and there's three here. Criteria two, that 4M score drops below 259 or lower. And three is, and this is key, you are profitable because we teach people you do not train a bad behavior of selling stocks for a loss. Rule one investing, rule one, don't lose money. Rule two, don't forget rule one. That's Warren Buffett quote. So
Yes.
it's really two signals on the front end, the buy, three signals on the sell side. So ticker is doing both for you.
So that makes me raise an eyebrow, is because what I've always learned, and in my methodology, which my methodology is different from Phil Town's, is breakout investing. And sometimes your breakouts are going to be wrong, and when they're wrong, you might lose money, but if you're going to lose small. So I think you said something a little different, like don't sell when you're at a loss.
Correct.
And so you'll just hang on to something. What if it continues down?
Hey, it's Mark Yeager here to tell you about our cash flow machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more.
You leave it. You move on to other stocks. You let, rising tide lifts all ships. You let it lift back up. Like, for example, I told myself I'm not going to lose money in the market, and I followed that rule for over 10 years. I have not lost money in the market. Well, there are times when I do have to wait a few months, but when the
Yes.
market rallies, It usually, again, a rising tide lifts all ships. Then I sell for a profit, move it over to other stocks.
I see.
Yep, right. Very simple value investing rule. It's like, hey, all right, if I'm down a little bit, and here's one for you. If I'm down a little bit and that stock is on sale and that 4M score is over 80, why not buy more instead of freaking out and selling for a loss?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
usually, not always, but usually a good strategy as well.
Yeah, just a different philosophy than I have, but I'm not a value investor. I'm a momentum investor, like I mentioned. So it's a different philosophy. But but cool. I guess the idea is that you're buying it on sale anyway, and that's part of the 4M grade. And since you're buying it on sale, yeah, it might go a little bit lower, but you're not buying it at the top. You're buying it when it's at a good value, I think.
Yes.
If I had to surmise what you're saying, right?
Yep. You nailed it.
Makes a lot of sense. Okay. So what am I not asking you? Because this sounds really good. It sounds almost too good to be true, right?
Well, there's a lot we could get into. Like you're more of a momentum guy, which is totally fine. We have about, I'd say about 10% of our audience are more into trading, which is fine. And they'll use ticker to create like a short list, as sure. One customer phrased to us. Ticker's the shortlist generator. So you could have like 100 ideas. Well, you can narrow it down to like 10 solid stocks with tickers, the use case and that scenario. But yeah, we are very focused on long-term. As we phrase it, it's not buy and hold, it's buy and buy more. And it's the discipline. And this is the key. In fact, we could talk about this a little bit, is we're trying to solve the big problem at the retail investor level, which is, you know, people lack confidence. And this is something we learned over the last 5 years, is making money, making good returns, you know, making more money than your older brother who always was better at you than sports. I'm just kidding here, but you know, that's all nice. But the thing that people care about most, it boils down to one word, which is confidence. They literally want the ability to do it on their own. And we found that's a key driver for solving the broker problem, because one thing we've been focused on the last few years is actually solving the problems at the broker level, which include the following. A lot of people will join a broker like me. I was a perfect example. I will join and sit for 3 months, for 6 months, for 9 months, for 12 months, and not do anything. And that, get this, it's usually over 30% of the investors at a broker are in that state. You could call it like an inactive state. And so I'm talking to these brokers and I'm like, where do you need help? And they're like, Sean, we need help with two things. Consistent transactions being number one, and two, larger account sizes. Get this, the average account size at most brokers, I'll have you take a guess here. What do you think the average account size is at most brokers, excluding Fidelity, Schwab, and Vanguard?
Oh, so excluding Fidelity, Schwab, that's a big one to exclude, and Vanguard. Mm-hmm. So including Robinhood, Tastytrade, E-Trade, some of those.
You got it.
I would say, I don't know, 9,000.
Okay. You're getting close, actually. It's 5,000. And 5, some of these brokers, some of these brokers I'm talking to, it's closer to 1,000, and they have millions of people at that level. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. So our mission, you know, confidence is number one, but really giving people the motivation, as we teach at Ticker, you should be investing every month and you should try to invest between 15 and 30% of your monthly income. If you can't get that high, that's okay. Start small, but it's really about training the discipline. Because again, people, they'll take a month off and guess what? A month turns into 3 months.
Sure.
3 months turns, it's right. And you're not doing yourself any favors. You got to keep peppering money in. And that's the value investing principle. And we've got case studies of people who turned, you know, tens of thousands of dollars into millions. It's taken years, but compound interest as your friend is the way to go.
Absolutely. That sounds fascinating. I want to take a look at this. So if I want to take a look at it, that means some of the listeners and viewers want to look at it. Where can we go to find out a bit more about you and what you guys are doing over there?
Yeah, Ticker, it's easy to join. We got a free trial. It's, just go to ticker.com, TYKR.com. And of course, I always say this, don't listen to me. I could talk about Ticker all day. Go to our Trustpilot, see what our customers have to say. If you're motivated, then give the free trial a shot and go from there. But aside from Ticker, I'm very active on LinkedIn.
Nice. Okay. So you got a couple of places on the internet to find you. Sounds fascinating. Nice conversation. I really enjoyed it. And I love the fact that you're taking a methodology and you're putting numbers to it, giving it a quantified score and making it easy to make a decision. That's a big thing. And part of financial education that you and I are both into is helping people make decisions, because good traders are good decision makers.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks for what you're doing. Yeah. I love it. Well, listen, thanks for being a great part of the Wealth Architect podcast. And I enjoyed our time and our wisdom shared back and forth today. So thanks.
Thanks, Mark.
And everybody else who's listening and watching, remember what I always say, never give up your power in your health, your wealth, or your time. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time. Take care.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.